jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
You know, folks, I spend most of my time over there in the news kitchen, slowly melting the finest, most topical Bordier butter to saute story potatoes in some leeks grown in soil with a pH of 6.5 before adding marjoram and thyme and finishing with Don Zaysen cream to offer you the delicate, yet full-bodied vichyssoise that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, just sometimes, I'm pecked awake by a seagull in the commissary of an abandoned oil rig where I chuck half a discarded corn dog, an apple core, and 19 stale Fritos into a slop sink of expired Yoo-Hoo to serve you up the Sea Squatter's wino goulash of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Sometimes it's all you need, baby. It's comfort food. Come to data. Meanwhile... A new rapid test could tell you if there's salmonella in your chicken. We've already got a test for whether there's salmonella in your chicken, and let me tell you, the results come out pretty rapidly. Strap in. Meanwhile, in order to scan the contents without disturbing them, researchers blasted ancient Egyptian lizard coffins with neutrons. Hey, scientists. Do you want lizard zombies? Because this is how you get lizard zombies. Meanwhile, Netflix, home of prestige TV shows like Love is Blind, Too Hot to Handle, and Himbo Beach. We made that last one up, but don't you kind of want to watch it? This week, we learned that Netflix is ending its DVD mailing service after 25 years. Yeah. Reached for comment, Blockbuster said, "Vengeance is ours." Ooh. A dish served cold. For all you young people watching, DVDs are like little metal frisbees that play long TikToks, and mail is like email that you lick before you send. Oh, an email is like a long text your mom sends you to make sure you saw that article about how crime is up in your neighborhood. Meanwhile, in Oregon, a man threw $200,000 in cash out of a car window onto the interstate. Buddy, just get an easy pass. Meanwhile, in baseball news, there have been some unintended consequences of the new pitch clock. Namely, Major League Baseball players are finding that there's less time for small talk. As one player explained, home plate used to be a place to touch base with catchers and umpires and ask them, "How is the family? What's up?" That sort of thing. You're supposed to be rivals. That's got to be the worst trash talk ever. "We're going to destroy you. Also, your carrot cake at your daughter's first communion was delicious. Cardamom? I would never have thought of cardamom. Get your weak-ass play out of my house, but please bring that cake to my house. Brenda would love to see you, and I'm so sorry about Shannon. She was a wonderful woman." Yeah, I agree. Meanwhile, up in Canada, a black bear broke into a vehicle and guzzled 69 cans of pop. That's insane. They call it pop? It's soda. It's not pop. It's, what is this, Archie Comics from 1954? The woman says she did everything she could to scare the bear away, including, and this is a quote, "reasoning with him." And when that didn't work, she says, "I tried psyching him out by telling him I was a bear hunter." Reasoning. Telling him. What was this conversation like? "Hey, let's be reasonable here, Smokey. I'm a bear hunter." "Yeah, what's your hunting license number?" 2961. Aha, hunting licenses have 9 digits. You're no hunter. You got me. No, I didn't. This is a hallucination you're having while bleeding out because you tried to reason with a bear. Want some orange pop? You want some pop? Meanwhile, in Scotland, an ultra-marathoner has been disqualified from a race for using a car during part of the route. I don't usually say this, but I think I could be an ultra-marathoner.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.